Today's show is brought to you by the book, Never Fall for the Forbidden, the latest in the Never Fall series by your co-host, Jennifer. Pick it up now on Amazon.com, where the Kindle price is now 99 cents, folks. Good read at a cheap price. And now, here's today's show.
Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your paranormal hosts, Joe Shortridge and Jen Shortridge.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. How's it going?
Awesome.
How was your week?
Awesome.
Yeah, what did you do?
Nothing.
Really? I thought you had some kind of time travel issue.
I was going to tell you, I had a time slip.
What happened with that?
I lost time.
How?
It was so freaky. Okay, so I turned on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I know, I lost a couple hours. I just kept scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and it's the same stuff over and over and over and over.
You were going down rabbit holes the whole time.
I was staring at a Facebook screen. I couldn't, you know, you can't turn off Facebook because then the Facebook police show up at your door.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the men in blue.
The men in blue with a big thumbs up.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, our topic this week is the Dog Man.
Yeah, we went to a show, a Dog Man Symposium in Defiance, Ohio. Which was awesome.
It was so cool. Not going in knowing anything about it whatsoever. Never heard of it.
I mean, I've heard of, you know, Wolfman and stuff like that, but I had no idea what to suspect from this. I just saw it online. I'm like, it was close, so we had to go.
Did you say suspect or expect?
I don't know. What did I say?
I think you said suspect. Everyone's a suspect.
Sort of like back when I worked at the auto parts stores, and we always used to say kelp you.
Kelp you?
And nobody realized we were saying kelp.
Kelp.
Meow.
Meow. Okay, so anyways, let's give a little intro of what exactly a dog man is.
Yeah, because like I said, I had no clue. I mean, I shouldn't say no clue. I mean, I kind of knew what it was, but...
Well, we all heard legends of werewolves.
Yeah.
And so it's along that lines, and they're just generally describing it as a large bipedal wolf or dog-like creature. They're supposed to be able to walk on two legs or four. Some of them have slightly resembled the hyena.
Yeah, with the small legs in the back and the big, strong shoulders and arms and all that.
Right. It's supposed to be larger than any canine that's known. Maybe an ancient species that's not been discovered.
Yeah, because we've seen that happen with the coelacanth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know, the coelacanth is a fish that has little legs as fins. This was thought to be extinct for millions of years, and they found them.
Yeah, just never know.
Mm-hmm.
There could be thousands of creatures out there that, I mean, every day they're discovering creatures
yeah.
that, you know, we've never known about. Mm-hmm. Like, look at the legend of the Thunderbirds, you know, these large pterodactyl type birds that...
And people still say they see them now.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
You know?
We need to do a show on that.
I like the Thunderbirds. Actually, if some people have been to my house, I have Indian carvings over the doors.
Neat.
Over the front door, and one of the carving is the Thunderbird.
Cool. All right, so we went down to Defiance, Ohio to the Dogman Symposium. It's the first symposium that they've done. Everybody was so fantastic, and we learned so much, so we're just going to share some of that info with you, what we learned. And
I got kind of starstruck when I saw who's there.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I'm like, because I didn't know who, you know, like I said, I didn't know anything about this. All that I said, and I recognized, like, Nick Redfern and John.
Tenney.
John Tenney,
who
yeah.
we saw last year at the Old Mill, which was a paranormal festival that they have every year. It's coming up in November.
Yeah,
they're
we'll
going to do it again this year.
Definitely
it was
going.
Really cool. It's an old haunted mill in Dundee, Michigan. And this year, one of the guests is going to be Amy Allen from The Dead Files.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
She's going to be there. So that'd be exciting. But John Tenney is really engaging speaker. He was just a neat guy. Very nice. Very personable.
And he went over the actual reason why they had the Dogman Symposium in Defiance because of the sightings that they had back in 1972. In Defiance, Ohio, they had tons of sightings. I don't know the exact number, but I was reading a lot of the newspaper articles about it. And, you know, it's the police that were investigating it. It was a big thing.
Wow, interesting.
You know, and sightings have happened all over Ohio, Michigan, really all over the world.
Right.
I mean,
it is a global phenomenon. So, yeah. You know, there's reports in England, Ireland, Scotland. There's talk of the Shetland Islands, which are small islands right above Scotland. And they're kind of isolated. And they don't want to talk about it because they don't want people coming in and flooding their small little villages and towns with a bunch of tourists trying to trample
turns
around.
Turns into a tourist attraction. Right. And you get the weekend warriors coming out. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, making a mess of everything.
Right. So they just don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. They don't acknowledge it exists, the outside world, basically, in theory.
Yeah. And it's funny because the legends have been going on forever.
Mm-hmm. Who was the guy who talked about the legend in France?
In France?
Yeah, there was...
that was Ken Gerhard.
Ken Gerhard, that's right, yes.
But I was thinking here about like what Nick Redfern, who, mm-hmm. you remember him, don't you?
Yeah, he talked about the dogmen, werewolves, and the hellhounds in the UK, which was so cool.
Yeah.
So and interesting.
There's pubs. Almost every town has a pub with...
The name The Black Dog.
The Black Dogs.
Yeah, that's so cool. I probably went to one when I was in England.
Yeah, back when you were looking for Ken.
And I was drunk. Oh, sorry. Yes. And ladies, he has the best English accent, I must say. Very interesting to listen to, and I just could listen to him all day long. What were some of his books that he was selling?
Yeah, I screwed up. I wanted to walk out with 3 of his books, buy them. I didn't want to steal them.
Like,
I wanted to put them under my coat.
All our peeps.
Yeah, and I wanted to buy the books there because we go to these events, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of good talkers that go to the events with their books for sale,
mm-hmm.
and it's better to... Just when support, you're at the event, buy it at the event. So
support
that can,
these people. Some mm-hmm. of these people, that's their gas money to get home.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. I was going to buy.
We got busy.
There's 3 books that he has mm-hmm. that I really want to read.
Yeah.
It's The Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Women in Black.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Eyed Kids.
Black Eyed because Children. They all, that's so cool.
All kind of
tie together.
Tie together, yeah. It's so cool. Just such interesting stuff.
Yeah, it was really engaging. We it was an all day. It started at 9 and went till 7 o'clock at night. And they had speakers all day long. And one of the speakers was Linda Godfrey. She's kind of the what would you call it? The expert in the field.
Oh yeah,
she talked about American werewolves, dogmen, and then other canine creatures.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
And she had lots of books for sale too on the topic. And I think she said she was writing a new book.
Probably is, currently. Yeah.
One of the topics that they talked about were the skinwalkers as well, which we got to look into
I got to look that. I really don't know enough to talk about
that. I know there's
that.
So much information about it, and mm-hmm. I hear about it, but I don't know very much about it. So
yeah, I mean, even the Native Americans, mm-hmm. that's what a lot of the Native American mm-hmm. tribes talked about, skinwalkers, like in Eagle Creek, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have... A lot of the tribes, even the elders that are still around right now, mm-hmm. they talk about the skinwalkers. So I got to find out about
yep.
that.
We'll bring me more information in a future show.
That one I don't, you know.
We'll learn together.
Yeah. And that's why we do the show, so we can learn.
All right. Well, I wanted to read one of the stories that we found online. It's just a short story about one of a person's encounter. This is off of Weird Michigan's website, weirdmichigan.com/monsters. So in Cass County, it was the fall of 2001, late fall. All the leaves were gone. My stepdaughter and I were looking out to the French doors to see a creature, black in color, like a big bear on its haunches, and the head of a wolf. It was walking up the hill behind my house. It was on all fours and walked like a panther, stalking. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. Only word that describes it is werewolf. Now, at night, periodically, I can hear something in the 20-acre-plus swamp in the middle of the night, very loud, splashing around. It is the scream of an infant, loud and hysterical. I live in a very rural area and secluded in southwestern Michigan, Cass County.
Yeah.
And this was recent. This is on 2001, so, you know, like within the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre. I mean, we talk about, like, in Michigan, the first one was recorded in 1887.
Wow.
And they're still getting sightings. Such mm-hmm. as, I mean, even like near Columbus, Ohio, on August 27th of 2005, or in Mansfield, Ohio, and they found in, in May of 2006.
Wow.
There was a sighting reported by a guy named Joe, who's awesome. Gotta be, because he has that name. But he described it as a very large creature in Mansfield, Ohio.
It's so interesting, too, because, you know, you mentioned Michigan, and you know, back in the early days, there was a lot of logging going on in Upper Michigan. And there's a gentleman named Steve Cook, who was a DJ. Was he a DJ?
Yeah, he was a DJ.
So Steve Cook wrote a song about the legend. It's called The Legend of the Dog Man. And if you want to hear some of it, I'll just read you quickly a few of the lyrics. It's kind of cool. And then we'll tell you about it. A cool summer morning in early June was when the legend began. It was a nameless logging camp in Wexford County where the Manistee River ran. 11 lumberjacks near the Garland Swamp found an animal they thought was a dog. In a playful mood, they chased it around till it ran inside a hollow log. A logger named Johnson grabbed him a stick and poked around inside. Then the thing let out an unearthly scream and came out and stood upright. None of those men ever said very much about whatever happened to them. They just packed up their belongings and left that night and were never heard from again.
That's so cool because, I mean, you're reading it as it almost sounds just like a story.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look it up and I'll link the song in the show notes.
Okay.
So that we can actually hear the actual song.
It was a April Fool's prank?
Yeah, he made it as an April Fool's joke.
Okay.
He wasn't serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he aired it on April Fool's.
Mm-hmm.
And he got flooded with calls of people that have seen it. And a lot of the people were, I don't know if they were upset or I heard of a couple that were upset that he put it out as a joke because these people have been seeing this.
Wow.
You know,
so
the dog man for years.
That's so cool.
One of the other stories I heard of, a little girl kept telling her parents that there was something looking at her through the window.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, the cabin window is 6 feet off the ground.
Okay.
And they're like, there's nothing there. Go back to bed. And the girl's like, no, there's a dog looking at me. So the parents went outside and there was actually scratch marks on the window and huge paw prints.
Wow.
On the ground.
Interesting.
And like you say, the window is like 6 feet off the ground. You can go online and see tons of photos of the prints in the dirt. You know, of different sightings.
Yeah, that's cool. And let's see here.
Why don't you read one more story?
Okay, I'm going to do a short one here. Okay, so this one's a little closer to home. This one's more down our way. Most curious, and this is from the website Weird Michigan. I'm just reading off their website, so don't sue me for plagiarism. The most curious spat of a monster sighting happened in the tiny town of Ridgeway near Tecumseh in southern eastern Michigan, according to a 1986 Tecumseh Herald story. Reporter Nancy Neiman claimed that a Tecumseh realtor told her that not only was there a particular Ridgeway home to be very active poltergeist, but that a red-haired, green-eyed monster had been spotted peering in the windows by several Ridgeway residents. Also, a Tecumseh native happened to spot the monster while driving through the town. No explanation ever found, evidently, and the realtor refused to reveal which house had received all the paranormal manifestations. I have the hardest time saying that word, manifestations.
Manifestation?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Presumably, the creature was a fairy tale and probably humanoid if it was able to stand and look into the windows. Bigfoot, perhaps? If you know anything about the Ridgeway monster, please write. That's interesting that, you know, this is so close to home.
Well, like I said, it happens all over.
Right.
And what's interesting about that story, too, is a lot of the sightings of the cryptozoology sightings, like Bigfoot or any of them, even UFOs, people are afraid to say that they saw them because mm-hmm. of the backlash.
Right. But nowadays, I mean, there's so much, I think, with the internet that, you know, you can go and you can have that community with other people who have experienced things such as yourself.
Like the other website that we were talking about. Why don't you bring that up so we can look at it?
Oh, okay. This group is called the Dogman Field Research Organization. And DFRO. So it is dogmanresearch.com is their website.
Yeah, with the internet, there's tons of places to go that you can look at this, you know, or share your story.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to share a story, go to our Facebook page and leave us a message. We'd love to hear if you have a firsthand account or if you know somebody who thought they saw something. Definitely leave us a note.
Leave us a message.
Yeah, well, definitely.
You know, I mean, like we've said on a few of the shows, our Facebook's an open page for you guys. Just keep it clean.
Yeah, please. It's a family show. All right. So anyways, you know, one of the thoughts on this is that it's closely related to a hyena.
Yeah, because a lot of people describe the razorback and all that. And like we said before, there's several species of hyena that got really big back in prehistoric time. And who knows if they're still around.
Right. That was a cave hyena, probably in the time of like woolly mammoths.
Oh, yeah.
I think we don't have them today. But, you know, they were saying it's possible that these could be an undiscovered species, you know, like we've never seen it. And it's just been hiding from us.
Yeah.
You know, there's just places in the earth that have not been discovered yet, which is fascinating to me.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like we say, even though we're talking about places like the Amazon or places like that, that we're finding new creatures every day or every week, whatever, they could be. Yeah, who knows?
Absolutely. I mean,
that's the whole reason why we do what we do is because we don't know.
It's just fascinating, too, because they were saying that they have spotted dogs or wolves walking on two feet.
Yeah.
Taking, you know, more than a few steps, which is very interesting. I don't know if there's any video of that out there, but we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I checked on YouTube and I saw a couple of videos. They're not clear. They're not decisive, but you think that with today's technology, we would get some clear evidence.
Right.
But we're not. I mean, they're getting foot casts and stuff like that, you know, paw prints.
We need some good, solid evidence.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so bizarre because we've had this discussion before of, like, Bigfoot and all that. It's like, where's the pure evidence? A lot of people are afraid to come out with evidence because they get ridiculed.
Right. But you know what? That's what the internet's for. Put it on there anonymously, and then we can just see it.
Get a hold of these groups. There's tons of groups out there that are dedicated to the research.
Yeah, one of those researchers is Stan Gordon. Now, he is big, if you look at his website, into UFOs. Mm-hmm. And he touched base a little bit in his speech about possibly that these creatures are coming from other planes or other existences.
Yeah, other dimensions.
That's the word I wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they're being brought here by aliens for some kind of experimentation.
You never know, because like with the Bigfoot sightings, there are tons of people that have seen UFOs and Bigfoots at the same time.
This is so interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think about that, too. It's like, if they're a separate dimension or if they're like a hologram or something like that, they wouldn't be leaving footprints. They wouldn't weigh anything.
Right.
So who knows? I mean, that's why we got to keep looking into this stuff and keep doing the research.
Definitely. All right, well, we want to announce, we have an announcement to make.
Yeah, and there's some thank yous I want to throw out, too.
Okay. We are going to the Collingwood Arts Center. We're going to be there broadcasting live on September 17th for the Paranormal Toledo Conference. It's going to be very exciting. We got some good speakers lined up. We got lots of vendors and a ghost hunt afterwards. But we are giving away a set of tickets.
Yep, we've been announcing
The time this broadcast, we've already given it away.
Yeah, we had great response.
Unbelievable.
And
everybody's been so wonderful.
Everybody wants this event to happen in Toledo. They're like, well, why hasn't this happened before? We're like, well, it's happening now.
It's happening now. So come on out. If you hear this before September 17th, definitely come meet us. Meet us and greet us.
Yeah, so in a couple of weeks, I think we're 3 weeks out from it. I didn't look at the calendar, but yeah, oh man, it's getting close.
So the winner of our tickets is Julia Stein of Mommy.
Yep, we called her already and she was excited about it.
Yeah, so that's exciting. I hope she has a great time and we will definitely get you updated in a later show of all our findings at this wonderful event.
Even though, you know, we threw all the, I mean, how many we had to have?
Well, 100. Hundreds.
Yeah. We threw them all in a hat. And it's funny because my neighbor was out doing his leaf blowing and I was like, hey, come here, pick a name out of the hat. He's like, what are you doing? What? And I it was funny because I thought, oh my God, he's going to hit it with the leaf blower.
All our
names. But no, we picked it out and Julia won.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
She's going to be there, you know, but if you didn't win, come on out. General admission tickets are
$12. And it goes up to $50 if you want to do the ghost hunt afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's definitely worth it.
It's worth it. It just is.
Come on, I mean, out.
It's
listen.
The first event. Come out. Show your support.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of work went into this. Luckily, we didn't have to do any of it.
We just show up and look cute.
We just show up. And I look fantastic.
Okay, so we have some announcements to make.
Yeah, one of them, I want to congratulate the Black Diamond Paranormal Society for their 8-year anniversary.
Congratulations, 8 years of ghost hunting.
Awesome guy that runs it. I don't know if he's related to us, but his name is Rodney Shortridge.
Rodney Shortridge. Rodney. Shout out to you, brother.
And when he's
from been, another mother.
Yeah, he's been so busy. And we wanted to get him on the show as our first guest, but he's busy. He's got his own show going.
Yes, and they if you got, get a chance, check it out.
He's got an event coming up here, too, but it's Within the Chaos. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me what date that is?
Let's see. He does it every Thursday night, and I believe it's at 10 o'clock, maybe 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. He is in Virginia, but we just want to give a shout out to our long-lost relative, Rodney Shortridge.
Look him up on YouTube, Black Diamond Paranormal Society. Great guy. I've listened to a few of his shows, and they're awesome.
That's awesome.
We hope to be at his level. You know,
maybe a year from now we'll be...
But also, there's some paranormal groups around that have liked our page. I want to thank all of them.
Yes.
You know, just like Erie Shore Paranormal, who you did a show with or a hunt with.
Yeah, I went to Toledo Yacht Club.
Yeah.
So and investigated there.
Erie Shores Paranormal, awesome group.
Shout out.
Yeah. You know, and look these guys up. Go on Facebook and like their pages because every bit helps.
Yep, and if you're in Ohio or Michigan, maybe you can catch an investigation with one of them.
Yeah, you know, and Paranormal Spirit Encounter Investigations of Toledo.
Hello, hello.
They are awesome on Facebook. They put out so much information.
That's great, because knowledge is power.
Yeah, you know, and a few others that, you know, like Southern Ohio Paranormal Investigations, and the big one that we are going to get back to Chicago Haunted Hunting Tours.
Yes.
Checked out their page. It's really cool.
Yes. Thanks, guys, for all your support. We'll support you right back.
Yeah.
We also wanted to give a big thank you to...
Big thank you.
To two of our supporters who left us reviews on iTunes.
We got rating and reviews on iTunes.
Yay! Anton1117 and DragonInkGirl711. Thank you so much for supporting us and leaving us a positive rating review. It means so much to us.
It does mean a lot.
Yes.
I mean... We're trying to get up in the rankings in iTunes so that people can see us.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that iTunes works is you've got to leave us. There's three things that I want you to do. This is your task.
Por favor.
Yes. When you go to our iTunes site, there's three things that I require that you to do, or I will send you a flying dog man. please, please subscribe. Then leave us a rating and review. It helps us out a lot.
Yep, gets us to the top of the list so we can reach other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the rankings in iTunes and how many people click on subscribe and all that. And the more we move up, the more people will find us. The bigger the show gets, the better the guests get. You know, that's how it works, folks, you know. Yeah.
All right, don't forget to check us out on iTunes. What are the other podcast stations that we can? We're on Spotify, Stitcher Radio.
We're on Stitcher Radio. We're also on TuneIn.
TuneIn.
And one more that I can't think of. I just got an email from one other one, so I'll throw that in the show notes.
Oh, okay.
That way they can see it on there. But TuneIn's cool because you don't have to, like, with iTunes, you have to create an account and all that, which is what we want. But you can also go to TuneIn and listen to it, and you don't have to subscribe.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Less work and you get to hear us.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You can listen to it on your phone or anything.
Definitely. Cool beans.
All right. So, you know, we just wanted to bring you some information about the dog man. Like I said, we were so blown away about the information that we found.
Yeah. And everybody there was so... So wonderful, and we just appreciate them putting this on, and we hope to be back next year.
Well, I talked to the girl that runs it, and I gave her a card, and I told her, I said, we want to be here next year, and she was all excited about
it. That's great.
You know, and that's the thing about these shows or these events, whether it's UFO or conventions or all that, go to them. You know, support these people that are doing the research for
you, you know. Yeah.
You know, and like I said, you hear some great speakers. Yeah. There'll be a lot of great speakers at all these events. But the big one that you guys have to come to is Collingwood Arts Center in a few weeks.
September 17th.
Come out there. Let's get some pictures together to put on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely. Bring us some snacks. No, I'm kidding.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
I need chocolate. And so that's it, folks. Let's wrap it up. You know, like I said, check out all the information we've let you know on Facebook and stuff. Check out the paranormal groups on Facebook, too, because they're supporting us. Let's support them.
Take care, everybody.